if you're a journalist and you are seeking for information, you may have to do so in a fair manner, and then you may also have to do so in a truthful manner. But then there's an exception to that clause, which says that when you are doing it in the public interest, you may not necessarily have to go through that process. So our defense of the methodology used by ANAS is clearly set out in the DDA Code of Ethics.
Right, Kofi, quickly, what constitutes the public interest? Who determines the public interest? There are a lot of arguments on what actually constitutes the public interest.
The public interest, in my view, is anything that has to do with the interest of the nation or society as a whole. If it is not in pursuit of a personal interest and it is in the interest of society, then that for me constitutes public interest.
Does it mean you endorse the use of crude methods to expose alleged acts of corruption? By crude methods, I mean inciting people, because the worry by those against his methodology is that the way he uses theatrics sort of to stage an event, incite the protagonist involved to fall for his antics and brand them as corrupt.
I don't know what you mean by crude, but my personal view about his methodology is that if what he's doing or the approach he's using is in the interest of the nation, for me it is fair and good. It is a matter of opinion. Somebody may not share that opinion, and I do not think there is any codified method of doing undercover investigation.
General Secretary of the GJA, Edmund Kofi Yeboah, talking to Ibrahim Kwarteng.